Welcome, everyone, to the Business Spotlight. I'm Kia Windsor, and with me today are Cassie Henshaw and Kayla Bustamante with Visit Merco. It's been a busy year for you guys. Of course, we're just coming off of the recent Ride 17 Music Festival, which was the third annual, and I would say the biggest one so far. We had a huge headliner this year. So, Cassie, I guess, from your perspective, what was the impact on tourism and our local economy? And I guess, what does this event mean for showcasing Mercer County to visitors?
Yeah, it was definitely our biggest one to date. Granted, we've only had, this is our third, but love watching the growth of it. Susie Bogus did amazing. It was amazing to see all the people out there in the community. So as far as impact numbers, I do have some numbers to share. We use a software program to pull all of this together. And our software is telling us that on the day of Ride 17, countywide, we had about 10,000 what is called out-of-market visitors. And so what that means is these are people who don't live here, they don't work here, and they stopped for at least 10 minutes. Full disclosure, can we drill that down to say that they were here just for Ride 17? No. So this was countywide visitors for that day, sun up to sundown, the whole day, the entire county. And so I think that's a big deal.
That is a big deal. Any memorable feedback or stories that stood out to you from this particular year's festival?
I think a lot of people were really excited about Susie, of course. There were a lot of people there, like, placing their chairs before she was even there. A lot of people enjoy the food trucks and going to enjoy something different as well. So a lot of people enjoyed being able to do that.
I can tell you, I had the opportunity to interview Susie that day, and she herself really enjoyed Ryan Carrasco's performance.
Oh my gosh, he's such a local fan fave.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
So moving on, I guess, to something else very exciting. You have a new podcast.
We do. It's called Live MC. We're kind of going around and showcasing what the county has at certain locations. We've released one, and that is the Lake of Matherville. We have another one, kind of like a spooky kind of style and celebration of October. That's going to be about the Masonic Lodge in Keysburg.
What do you hope people take away when they tune into the podcast?
We're hoping it kind of not only gets people to come and visit and like support the different locations in the county, but also gives a little bit of the history and the background of it, because that's always interesting to hear too.
Where can we listen to the podcast?
That is on Podbean and YouTube officially, and I believe they're going to have this next one on Apple as well.
Now, looking ahead to the future and what you guys have coming up, Visit Merco has a strategic plan in place. Cassie, can you share some of the big goals that you guys are working toward?
We finally have an official strategic plan. We had a committee of local residents and professionals help us put this together. It's a five-year plan. The big things are how, I guess the larger theme is, how do we continue to grow the visitors that come into the community? And I want to go back to the numbers for a quick second, only because I'm really proud to share this. In 2022, we had 8,000 visitors on what we're considering roughly that same day that Ride 17 would have taken place. And then in 2023, the same. And since 2023, that's grown to 2025 by 26%. Again, full caveat, can we drill this down to just specifically Ride 17 is causing that growth on that day every year? No, we can't. We can't officially say that and put that in quotes. But I don't know that that matters. I think it's more important to look at the fact that this entire county is doing stuff to build our visitors. And so I wanted to share that just so that the whole community knows that this isn't just a Visit Merco effort. This isn't just a Ride 17 effort. This is a countywide, I guess, belief in the synergy that's taking place. And I just always love to share that love, because I think it's really important. And that is the general theme of where we're going in the future with Visit Merco. It's to get better at that countywide representation, those relationships, and then get better at intentional promotion of assets. So a few tangible examples in the strategic plan, we're talking about building an ambassadors group. There's a resident from the community. Shout out to Mandy Peterson from New Boston, who had a genius idea of like, we need an ambassadors group. We need a group of champions. So that's in the strategic plan. Other things, putting together itineraries like self-guided coffee tours, local brew tours, things like that. And then facilitated tours. So what are the events that Visit Mirco can continue to create and host to get people coming into the community and touring different things? I know that the first one on our priority list is to do a spooky tour. So how can we do that? And then the other part, and it all plays a role, is building and then helping communities promote their mosaics. So who are you when you live in Keysburg? Who are you when you live in New Windsor? And then can we empower each community to have essentially their own toolkit to be their own ambassadors? We're really excited about all of that.
How do you see tourism in Mercer County growing or changing over the next few years?
I think Mercer County is in, and I feel like we've been saying this, all of us, for the last 5 years since 2020, that we are what people are looking for now. People are looking for wide open spaces, outdoor recreation, small town festivals. And so I think tourism for Mercer County is just being who we already are. And then just doing that really well and sharing with our region, our state, our country, essentially, that we're here. And so I think the more that we can collaborate countywide to do events, to get very intentional, and now we have the tools to start measuring that impact, I think that's going to lead to new businesses. I think that's going to lead to more overnight stay opportunities, or at least that's the hope anyway.
We can't wait to hear more about all the things you have ahead. I want to hear more about this spooky tour coming up. And we're excited to listen to your new podcast as well. Again, thanks to Cassie and Kayla from Visit Mirco for coming in today on the Business Spotlight.
Thanks so much.
You.